I've been really interested to follow the Me Too trend since the very large scandal broke out with rich and important people in Hollywood, you know, the people who really matter in this world. A lot of women took this as an occasion to speak up about their own experiences. These were the stories women were telling. I went out to dinner with this guy and he said all these inappropriate things and made me feel horrible and humiliated me, and I had no recourse, and I even went to human resources and we still had to work together. There was nothing I could do about it. And if I want to keep my job or advance, I have to put up with these things. And me too, this has happened to me. I want to tell all these women, this is what the patriarchy was trying to protect you from. They wanted to make sure something like that never happened to you. They wanted you never to be alone with a man who would hurt you in that way. We have to deal with the fact that the way we have changed the world has had consequences, and maybe it enables us to see a little bit why things used to be ordered in a different way. And mothers and fathers are the primary people who are able to see that. You look at your daughter and you think, I do not want that ever to happen to her. I don't want her ever to be the girl in that room, the girl at that table, the girl in that office who is stuck with a guy she can't get rid of because she's got to have this job, and she has to listen to the disgusting things he has to say to her every day. No mother wants that. No father wants that. That's why I think it's so sad that patriarchy has become a bad word. God is our father. No one understands the importance of fathers better than Christians, we who have God as our Father, He who spared not His own Son for our sake so that we could be adopted into His family.